I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stuff. Well, we're back, and we have a traveling man on board here on the phone with us today, and it's Mr. Bill Wolf, who is the president of Europe by Air, and he's probably the only person who has been in this business longer than Bill was probably Orville Wright himself. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Roy.
How are you this morning?
I'm feeling fine.
Good. I just wanted to chat with you, but we haven't talked in a while about Europe by Air, and I just see that there's a number of things that I've seen, and one is that you're still maintaining your price of $99 per segment.
That's right.
And the other is your marvelous interactive map. And do me a favor, Bill, if you could just speak up into the phone just a little bit more.
No, okay.
Much better. Thanks. So things are pretty much moving along the way you've planned it.
Oh, yeah. 9 years now already, and we were able to hold this price, $99 one way for any flight within Europe. And we've got 22 airlines in the program, and as we speak, I've been talking to more airlines about adding their routes, and we've done a lot of expansion this year, and since we're starting to go, there's more interest in Eastern Europe, and we've got, like, flights now from Athens to Sofia and Venice to Bucharest, and, of course, the whole Mediterranean area is still very, very popular for us.
Now, you also have your connection section where one can connect to with other airlines as well. Is that true?
Yeah, well, the way that works is basically when we issue a flight pass, that flight pass can be used on any of the 22 airlines. So people could literally go from one extreme end of Europe to the other with a connection. So for the price of two tickets, they could, for example, they could go all the way from Oslo to Athens with a connection in, say, Munich or Brussels, somewhere like that. So the possibilities of crisscrossing Europe are just tremendous.
And I've seen, I see where you've added Paris, Munich, and Athens.
That's right. And those are big sellers, real big sellers. That Paris, Munich was just started by a company, that route was opened by DBA, one of the largest German carriers now. And they've been expanding rapidly, and as they expand, we can offer to our customers.
Well, you know what I found interesting? I hadn't taken the time to see how many offices that you have available for people around the world to make these reservations. You know, I think of us in terms of a local radio show, but when, in fact, we stream online worldwide, and we get an awful lot of email and information from people in some very far away places. And when I was looking at your website today, I was amazed on how many offices you have.
Yeah, we've got, well, and that's not even counting the ones we're just opening up in the Chinese area, which aren't even up on the website, but we're just opening in Shanghai, Hong Kong, Singapore. So we're going to have 20 altogether.
There were a lot of Central and South American offices.
Oh, yeah. We've got Latin America pretty well, everywhere from Canada down to the very tip of South America. That's all covered. Asia is well covered. And we just keep expanding.
Well, and so, obviously, anyone living in those areas can go to that number that you have on the website and make their reservations directly through them. Is that correct?
Well, we have offices in each of those countries, and they can either call the local number or they can go to our website. That's right.
Right. And, of course, you have an 800 number here in the U.S., which is also up on your website. You might just mention...
One of the things that really annoys me with other companies, sometimes you can never find a phone number. We don't hide our phone numbers. We put them right up front.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, 90-odd percent of the people use the web for making a booking because it is convenient.
That was my next question. What percentage use the web? And you're right. There's probably 90% of them do. But the important thing is that on so many occasions, if you have a question, there is an 800 number, and you can get a straight answer without having to go through some long process to try and get that.
And I'll just add that when you call that number, it gets answered directly by an agent. There's no menu buttons to push or anything like that.
Right. Now, what we understand that you're going to bring the Mesa Group Go Airlines on board in some manner, and what we're going to experiment with, which we haven't really done before, is we're going to try and get the chairman of Go Air, who is also, I guess he's also the chairman of Mesa Group, is he not?
That's right. Yeah.
Right. And so what we're going to do is we're going to try and, while I'm chatting with you, hopefully, mm-hmm. otherwise I'm going to be talking to myself, we're going to try, I'm going to have Mike, could you do that? Let's see what happens if we lose, we're probably going to get that in the background while he's doing it. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, okay. Let's just hold on a second. We'll give it a try. Let's just see if we can get him on the phone. Otherwise, what we'll do is we'll.
I'm going to dial over you.
Yeah, we'll probably get it in our ear, but that's okay. Anyway, we're going to try and get him on the phone so we can get updated. This we haven't seen a lot about it, but has his service actually started, Bill?
No, he's got a few weeks to go yet.
Before it does, and they're basically going to use regional jets. Is that the plan?
That's right. Yeah. No, this is a 182.
What do you want me to do with this, huh?
Yeah, go ahead. We don't mind a little noise in our ear. There's probably an easier way to do it, but we're calling Hawaii now.
I think everybody's a little confounded by conference.
Anyway, so he's just getting this thing started in a couple of weeks, and they're going to use aircraft from the Mesa Group, I'm assuming.
That's right. Yeah. That's actually a big airline. It may not be that well known because most of the flying they do is for other airlines.
Right. And what do you plan to do? You plan to give him representation in your office?
Jonathan Arnstein, who's the chairman, and I have worked together. We started out here in Los Angeles 15 years ago with a company called Air LA. Because he's moved on to, Virgin Express.
Right.
And now he's running the big news. And he and I have known each other for a long time. He knows that we do international work. And so we talked last week about the offices that I have overseas selling his product. If you're having a little trouble getting hold of him, I wouldn't doubt it. I talked to him yesterday, and they were swamped with... I know you're an airline guy, ex-airline guy, Roy, so you know what it's like when you're opening new routes.
I sure do.
Thousand details going on. So if you have a little trouble getting hold of them, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, no, we are. We're having problems getting through, so we may not be successful in that. But what I would like you to do is when you speak to them, if you have them email me or you email me, we'll set up a segment for them and we'll chat with them separately.
Yeah, okay. They're starting with two or three island operation, and then they'll expand. He's starting with fares of $39.
Yeah, I saw that, $39, one-way segments, right?
Yeah. Jonathan is really well experienced in the business, and he knows how to control costs. His own airline, Mesa Airlines, has been profitable. It's a public company, and it's been very profitable over the years.
Would you like to pronounce some of the names of the islands they're flying to? I'll get you off the hook on that.
Not the names of the airports, thank you, but I can say Kauai and Maui and the Big Island.
Are they going to be based in Honolulu?
Yes.
They are?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. Absolutely. I can say our role will be just to send them international business. For example, you've got airlines like Qantas. They fly in from Sydney, of course, into Honolulu. You've got Japan Airlines from Tokyo. You've got Korean from Seoul. You got Philippine Airlines from Manila. You got All Nippon coming in from Tokyo.
Right.
So I have those offices internationally, plus the ones on the other countries. We will just provide sales services for them to promote the inter-island Hawaii service.
But it's certainly going to... Go ahead. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say that, although the corporate name is Mesa, and the operation itself or the brand name for Hawaii is GO, just simple G-O.
Right. Well, that says it all, I guess, huh?
That says it pretty well. So, meanwhile, I can go back to promoting Europe. We're talking to, or doing several things here in Europe. Not only we talk to more airlines with some, you know, potential great new routes coming online here soon, but also on our website, although we have always focused on this $99 flight pass within Europe, what I've done now, I start partnering up with other companies here in the United States who sort of specialize. So we're now offering more transatlantic flights, actually flights all over the world. We're going to be adding connections such as this Hawaii operation.
I mean,
so we're going to keep expanding.
I'm an ex-Qantas guy, so I'm familiar with some of that. Jim Green, as you know, was a good friend of ours, and I were there for some time. But it would be really exciting if you could link up with your past to connect to these services. I mean, as one would normally do, it would almost be like having an interline agreement or a code share, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how exciting would that be if you could buy you link up with them and then you get the pass? That could be really exciting.
Well, I've kind of eaten the elephant in slices. And, you know, we started with Europe. We're still specializing in Europe. We're expanding in Europe. Like I say, I'm talking to AirPlus Madrid recently. They're starting new service from New York into Spain. And we are going to work with them. They're also in our Intro Europe program. There's more carriers that we're talking to for the transatlantic, as well as companies. You know, I like to deal with companies who specialize, not generalist.
Right.
That way, we all do our very best, and if we can then pool our resources to make a very defined but effective European website, and that's what my goal is to keep finding partners who got a good product and good fares.
Well, we keep that information up on our website, and those who are listening and have access to their computer, as you know, on our homepage, if you just click on Bill's website, Europe by Air, you'll get that wonderful map that sometimes I just sit there and play with. I just run my cursor over it and feel like I've traveled the world.
You know, I think we were the first to come up with that, what we call a dynamic map, and yeah, that thing was so popular when we first introduced it. Gee, I don't know, it was 6-7 years ago, I guess, when the Internet was really started and we first developed our real website. And, you know, for those who don't have a computer in front of them, when you go to europebyair.com, they'll see a map on there. And when you click on that map, you can run your mouse over cities in Europe, and it'll show you where you can fly. And it's kind of like a fountain type thing. When you hold your mouse over the city, it shows all the places we can.
It's great. I love it. Bill, thanks. Appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with our audience today. And it's Europe by Air, and you can go to our website and click on it, or, in fact, go to europebyair.com. So we hope to be talking to you again.
Okay, Roy.
All the best.
Thanks.
Bye for now.
Bye.